But thank God the story does not end with Joseph being thrown in jail. I mean, again, you just read him and you admire. You read Samson and you get mad. What's wrong with him? You read Joseph and you just feel, you admire that person. Now, he said no, and he paid for it. And it's, again, admirable. He didn't say, well, wait a second, you know, she's alive. He didn't say a word. He was taken, thrown in jail. And then the wonderful verse comes back again. Here is the secret code for success, even in jail. And the Lord was with Joseph. Yeah. Now, these Egyptian jails were not like, you know, in the helpings. They were bad. Very, very bad. He was with the people, with the king's prisoners. These are the people that really were, you know, political prisoners. And the Lord put him there. But again, coming in there, the same character. Circumstances are different completely. His father's house, Joseph. You could tell this is Joseph. Potiphar's house, you could tell this is Joseph. In the jail, you could tell he's Joseph.
Absolutely.
The same character, no matter the circumstance. Well, now I'm in jail, you know, forget it. And I wonder, even in my mind, what he used to think. What about these dreams? God's revelation that I'm going to be somebody, somewhere. Boy, the best thing, I'm going to be here. I'm in jail for the rest of my life. There's no way out of that jail. That's it. You're there. You're it. There's no lawyers that's going to get you out. And there is no parole. And there's no 25 years and you're out. You're it for the end of your life. That's it. After all, you're a slave anyway. But the Lord was with Joseph. Give him a favor. The captain of the person who's in charge of the jail, he handed everything to Joseph again. And the prisoners start looking at that man. Now, jail must be a horrible thing. You think Potiphar's wife, house was bad? Well, these guys now, they forget it. Everything goes here. And here is this man, under severe circumstances, honoring God. Doing everything that the jailer said, you're in charge of all of these guys. You feed them. And as a matter of fact, he gained the trust that even when the two prisoners have dreams, they went to Joseph. But they thought, what's the problem? Oh, he had the confidence. They could go to him. He was trustworthy again. But that wasn't the end of it. That wasn't the end of it. The end of it that God will wake up Pharaoh in the middle of the night. The mightiest person on the face of the earth at that time. He was just greater than even the president of the United States. That was the greatest civilization in the world. God will wake him up twice in a dream. And God will make the butler remember the dream. 2 years have gone. And God said, I have a purpose. I have a purpose for every one of you. And it's just a matter of time. It's been 13 years already, Joseph. 13 years. It seems like endless. He was 17 when he was taken out. Now he's 30 years old. And he says, but God says, no, I'm watching everything. I am going to wake up Pharaoh twice. And I'm going to make sure that all of the wise men of Egypt have no clue about to interpret that dream. And I'm going to make that butler remember. I am in complete control. You trust me. I'll move the whole universe. And Pharaoh come, said, oh, we know. There is a young man. So now Joseph, I'm sure after he was waiting, somebody's going to come and get me out. Nothing, 2 years have gone. Here's somebody coming. Oh, it's another prisoner. No! Come on out, Joseph. Chief, change your garment. What's going on? Let's go before the king. From the pit of jail before the king? Wow, Joseph, the best he wanted to have when he told the butler, just, I didn't do anything wrong. If he could get me out here, I'd be happy. I'll be another slave someplace else. I'd be happy with that. No. God has greater things for us than what we want for ourselves. And he rewards faithfulness. 13 years, Joseph died to be 110 years old. From the age of 30 to the age of 110, how many years? 80? You wait. You would rather suffer 13 years and be in glory for 80? Or would you want to have sin for season for a few minutes? Suffer from it for the rest of your life. God takes him out. And Joseph said, and Pharaoh said, no one would lift the hand or the foot. Sure, the picture of the Lord Jesus without your permission. I am going to exalt you. Because you honored me, I am going to exalt you. Honor God. And God is no man's debt. It is worth it to live godly. It is worth it to fear the Lord. It is worth it to be pure. It is worth it to be holy. It is worth it to fear the Lord. There is reward.
Just thinking of the place, and I know we're closing, but over in chapter 41, chapter 41, verse 41. Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt." And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they bowed, or they cried before him, "Bow the knee. Bow the knee." And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. It is worth it. This is what we end on. It is worth it to serve the Lord. It is worth it to go on with him.
And just a verse that's in that same chapter that you just read, but just prior to it, verse 38. Think of the testimony. Can we find such a one as this is? A man in whom the Spirit of God is. Daniel purposed in his heart. Joseph was a man who was evident the Spirit of God was dwelling within him. Can we find such a man as this? What a challenge. Amen.